A little uncertainly now, he continued his way, with many backward glances at the faint guiding light behind him. Trilorn itself had vanished, but there was still a dim glow in the sky to mark its place, and presently he needed its aid no longer, for far ahead a second light was appearing in the heavens. At first, it seemed only the faintest of glimmers, and when he was sure of its existence, he noted that Trilorn had already disappeared. But he felt more confidence now, and as he moved onward, the returning light did something to subdue his fears. When he saw that he was indeed approaching another sun, when he could tell beyond any doubt that it was expanding as a moment ago he had seen Trilorn contract, he forced all amazement down into the depths of his mind. He would only observe and record. Later, there would be time to understand these things, that his world might possess two suns, one shining upon it from either side was not, after all, beyond imagination. Now, at last he could see, faintly through the darkness, the ebony line that marked the wall's other rim. Soon, he would be the first man in thousands of years, perhaps in eternity, to look upon the lands that it had sundered from his world. Would they be as fair as his own? Would there be people there whom he would be glad to greet? But that they would be waiting, and in such a way, was more than he had dreamed. Grail stretched his hand out toward the cabinet beside him, and fumbled for a large sheet of paper that was lying upon it. Braildon watched him in silence, and the old man continued. How often we have all heard arguments about the size of the universe, and whether it has any boundaries. We can imagine no ending to space, yet our minds rebel at the idea of infinity. Some philosophers have imagined that space is limited by curvature in a higher dimension. I suppose you know the theory. It may be true of other universes, if they exist, but for ours, the answer is more subtle. Along the line of the wall, Braildon, our universe comes to an end, and yet does not. There was no boundary, nothing to stop one going onward before the wall was built. The wall itself is merely a man-made barrier, sharing the properties of the space.